We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Cooler than it was yesterday, highs today only of 59 and breezy, so it's going to feel a little bit cooler than that. And then looking ahead to the weekend, highs of 55 tomorrow, 58 on Saturday, plenty of sunshine, and should be very nice to get out and do some stuff. If you're off on Monday, lucky enough for that, highs of 60 on Martin Luther King Day, and clear as well, partly cloudy, so it's going to be nice either way. President Trump has been impeached for the second time, first U.S. leader in history to have that that stamp, I guess if we can put it that way. Sean Cain joins us now, professor of political science at Loyola, latest to talk about the latest on the planned Senate trial, et cetera. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Tucky. Tommy.
That's all right.
Sorry about that. Waking up.
No, that's okay. That's all right. No, I'm right there with you. Let's talk about, I guess we'll talk about the theoretical possibilities according to the Constitution, et cetera, and then what's likely to happen politically, because I think you can kind of split them, can't you?
Certainly you can.
So what does the Constitution say about an impeachment trial and how it's to be conducted, et cetera, or does it lay out a lot of guidelines?
Well, the Constitution does not give a game plan of impeachment. It's fairly simple. It says that after there's an impeachment, the trial is conducted in the Senate, and the consequences of that trial, if there's a conviction, can be two things. And here is, I think, where it gets a little bit unclear, and there's going to be legal disputes about it. It says removal from office as a consequence of conviction, and of course the conviction requires a two-thirds vote in the Senate. Removal from office is one consequence, and a ban on holding future elected federal office. So those are the two things that will be on the minds of senators once the impeachment goes to trial.
So what about this second motion to bar him from holding office that I'm hearing about? Do they have to have a separate resolution or do you understand what I'm saying? I don't, because I'm hearing things that they have to have a second trial or a second resolution to do that or a second vote to ban him from holding public office because it didn't happen with judges before or something.
Yeah, well, here is where there's some legal there's going to be a legal disputes. So the way the Constitution is worded, it says removal from office, comma, and banishment. I don't think they use the word banishment, but barring from holding future office. Now, the question is, can those two consequences be split? Because by the time the trial is completed, Joe Biden will be president. So at that point, there's no more the issue of removing President Trump from office will be moot. So can they hold a vote to bar him from future office if they cannot remove him from office if he doesn't hold the office? Mm-hmm. So, and I think the trial will involve the second thing. It will involve the question of banning him from holding office in the future. But I think the opposition to his to that that consequence, that conviction, will rest, amongst other things, on whether the Congress can even do this.
So does this then, there's a court battle over this first?
Oh, I don't know if there will be first, but you never know if the courts come first, or if they come at the same time, or if they come afterwards. But I'm sure there'll be legal battles, but it will also be part of the political discussions in the Senate.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back, all right? We'll talk about that when we come back, about the political aspects of this and the power that Mitch McConnell may have over all of this in terms of delivering votes and maybe cutting a deal for himself and more. It is 7:19, about 7:20. Call that time to check traffic now on WWL. Friday, January 15th, that is Drew Brees' birthday, 42nd birthday. It is also the one-year anniversary, apparently it's impeachment season, of Nancy Pelosi delivering the articles of impeachment to the Senate for last year's impeachment. Sean Cain is our guest, professor of political science at Loyola, talking about the impeachment of President Trump. So, Sean, as it stands now, these articles have been delivered to the Senate?
Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure they have been yet delivered. But, of course, the Senate, even if they were delivered right now, the Senate is in what's known as a pro forma session, so they're not doing anything right now. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he wouldn't take up the articles until, I think, the day before Joe Biden is inaugurated. So needless to say that the trial has not yet begun, and it's not clear exactly when it will begin.
So politically, the Democrats, they don't want Donald Trump to be able to run in 2024 because they don't know that they can beat him. If you look at all of the votes he got in November, Mitch McConnell and he's been quoted as saying that he's done with President Trump. And you sense a lot of times he swallowed hard and went along because of the power that the president had. It would seem like this perhaps could be the chance for Mitch McConnell to put the dagger in President Trump politically and regain some control of the Republican Party. And maybe, you know, I don't know if anybody else besides Donald Trump could lead a movement such as his, because it comes down to personality, right? And charisma and whatever somebody has and appeals to people. So what is at stake politically here for both the Democrats and the Republicans, and what do you think is likely to happen?
I think a couple of things are at stake. Obviously, our presidential elections are only 4 years away, so that's on the minds of everyone. And I think from both parties' perspectives, each one of the parties in Congress faces kind of a catch-22. What the Capitol riot and the violence and the deaths and the threats on the lives of members of Congress and the vice president has done is it's politically weakened. That's a baseline. It's politically weakened President Trump. He's not in a stronger position politically for running for re-election in 2024. And the Democrats are probably still jubilant that they defeated him, despite the high levels of votes he got. They got 6 million more votes. So from what the catch-22 here is that a politically weakened Donald Trump, although he could rebound, is exactly what the Democrats might want in 2024. Because there's so much footage and things, sound bites, the recordings of him talking to the Georgia Secretary of State, all of that stuff from recent weeks could be used in a campaign if he runs for a second term 4 years from now. So the catch-22 is that they'd like to see him not run for office on one hand, but on the other hand, a politically weakened Donald Trump might be just what they would like to see 4 years from now, rather than a fresh Republican. From the Republicans' perspective, from Senate Majority Leader's perspective, the catch-22 is that it appears Mitch McConnell doesn't want to have anything to do with Donald Trump again. But if he rallies votes to vote to bar him from running from future office, there will be political consequences for him and any Republicans who vote to bar President Trump from running again. So both sides have kind of a tricky political calculus to make. And I think you're right. It's especially the case with the Senate Majority Leader.
For now, the Senate Majority Leader McConnell.
Yeah, for just a few more days, yeah.
Is there any deal to be made? You know, I was speculating yesterday about Mitch McConnell maybe stitching together enough Republican votes of senators who won't face re-election 2 years from now, so they'd have a two-year buffer between now and then, four-year buffer, rather, between now and then. And, of course, McConnell just elected to a new term. He'll get out when he's 84, or at least his term expires when he's 84. And a point I'm making, I guess, Sean, is that you stitch together senators that are least vulnerable to get the votes and to impeach and convict President Trump. Mitch McConnell's happy because Trump's out. The Democrats may be happy because Trump's out. And then in terms of cutting a deal for himself, I don't think Mitch McConnell wants to spend his last term behind Chuck Schumer, does he? And I know it depends on the midterms in 2 years, but is there any way this deal comes together?
I'm skeptical. You know, it's no longer the time where of fully smoke-filled rooms where there could be most of the work of Congress and of the national government was behind closed doors. Everything is tweeted out. Not everything, but so much is. Obviously, President Trump is fuming that he doesn't have his Twitter account at the moment, but all the others do. So it's tough to reach that kind of backroom deal without word getting out that some sort of deal was cut. And if the Democrats are seen as cutting deals to get 17 Republicans on board to bar Trump from leaving office, there'll be political blowback on them. And the same with Mitch McConnell and any such Republicans.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate your insight. Sean Kane, a professor of political science at Loyola. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!